Welcome to Millennial Talks.
We're here to
encourage our youth
and enlighten our elders.
Here's a peek into the minds of millennials.
What's going on? This your main man, Jarrell Taylor.
I'm Sharday Figures.
Robert Crawford.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to Millennial Talks. Man, let's get right into it. I hope everybody's having a good day. Sharday, let them know what everything that's going on.
So, today we are talking about, drum roll, please, responsibility. So before we get into it, let me give y'all a definition. I always like to give y'all a definition so y'all know what we're talking about. So responsibility is the state or fact of being accountable or to blame for something. Got it?
Yep. All right. Love it. You all are, you know, y'all both adults, you know, y'all out here on y'all own doing y'all thing, you know, and we're all still growing. So the first question that comes to mind is, what has been, I guess, your experience with responsibility? You know, some things that you were prepared for or maybe not prepared for. What's some things that may have been like, wow, dang, I wish I would have known that.
Want to go first?
You can. Go ahead. Ladies first.
Ladies first, you know the rules.
Yeah. So, responsibility is really big in my life right now because I'm just moving into my first apartment. You know, now I have my own car.
Congrats.
Thank you. And so, you know, this is like big for me now. You know, being away from home. I've been away from home the past couple of years being in college, but just being on my own, paying bills on my own. And so responsibility is big. And so when I first moved into my apartment, it seemed like a lot of things were just going wrong. Like car messing up, back to back to back, you know, classes get messed up, everything get messed up. And so it was kind of like a wake up call, like, okay, this is life, you know, responsibility is hitting hard. But I was appreciative for it, you know, because with this, I'll say, incentive of being on my own, you know, having to actually flourish and, you know, be who I want to, like the woman I want to become and taking that walk, responsibility comes with that, you know, with those things come responsibility. And so I'm grateful for it. It's not easy. It's tough. But I think the biggest thing that responsibility has taught me is just that, like, you know, life can be rough, but if you know where you're going, then you can kind of, you know, paint the picture along the way. You can kind of get through it along the way. If you know where you're going, if you know what you want, where you want to be, then it's not that tough.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, man, it's so much that come to mind when it comes to responsibility. You know, so many different perspectives. You know, you have some people that they have little to no responsibility because their parent got them. They got the money. They got the bread. Their parent got them. Then you have some people that's really out here really trying to get it out there on your own. And again, congratulations. You're growing up on me. But Robert, how about yourself? What's been your experience when it comes to responsibility?
You know, just from a male perspective, I feel as though, like, we have a lot of burden on us to, you know, like, be the breadwinner for our families. Mm-hmm. Like, even, like, I'm not a husband yet, but I understand, like, those are responsibilities of, you know, having to take care of the, you know, all the bills, you know what I'm saying, having to provide, you know, having to protect your wife or whatever, your girl or whatever, you know, things of that nature. I feel as though, like, I'm pretty sure, you know, women, I'm not saying women don't have responsibilities, but women have responsibilities as well. But I feel as though, like, it's just, responsibilities is like something you just got to be aware of, like, going forward. Like, you got to be aware of, like, certain these things you have to be able to handle, you know, when you get at a certain age or just, like, certain stages in life. You got to be able to handle these things. And these are some of the things you have to be aware of.
Absolutely. When it comes to, when I look at responsibility, man, the first thing that comes to mind is a little bit, even about the little, it kind of goes back to self-awareness, but it goes more to responsibility being like the action step that I feel like a lot of people missing or refuse to take. So even down to our last call, you know, some people may look at that and say, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Them young kids, come on. Them jitterbugs, come on. What are they talking about? You know, but even down to that takes responsibility to be able to say, my family not where I want them to be. But I can take responsibility to get them where they need to be. Like, I'm not talking to my son or daughter like I want to. But I can take responsibility and say, how our relationship end up 10 years from now, 20 years from now, it's on me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that takes a lot, you know, to be able to take responsibility of where your family ends up. Ooh, and you know, it's crazy, even down to us as young adults or adults, period. You know, like as a child, oftentimes we feel like, man, you know, I did everything I could, or, oh man, like, why do I have to be the one to do X, Y, and Z? But I feel like young people, you do have a responsibility as well to break that communication gap in your home. Meaning, like, you can't be in the room all day and then expect to have that family connection and you in the room all day?
That's a great point, bro.
You want the family connection, but you're on your phone all day. What? How?
You really just made a good point, because, like, okay, even with me saying, like, it's not hard. I'm talking about, well, with my part, I was talking about materialistic things. But one big thing to look at is yourself, like being responsible for yourself. That's hard, you know, and yourself, your actions, your thoughts, taking accountability, like the definition said, like being accountable. That's hard when you have a situation that may have hurt you, or, you know, caused you some type of trauma, or just, you know, it kind of made your life go left. But you have to look at yourself and say, what part did I have in that? You know, what part did I have in that person hurting me? You know, in like relationships, when it goes bad, or you lose a friend, or you lose a boyfriend or girlfriend, you're like, well, what did I do in that relationship? Or what wasn't I providing? You know, when you have to step back and step outside of yourself and look at the bigger picture, that's hard. When you have to take that accountability, that's really tough.
And it is. But that's why I feel like it's so important to have that desire to say, I want to grow, or I want to be stretched. Like, honestly, and oh Lord Jesus, forgive me for not starting off with that prayer, but that honestly has been my prayer. Like, Lord, stretch me. Like, I want to grow in you. Like, I want to learn more. I want to be stronger in you. Like, Lord, stretch me. Even when it hurt. The thing about stretching, sometimes it hurt. There are certain times I stretch and my back feel like it's about to go out. I don't know, but I know I'm getting stronger. I know I'm getting better through that whole process. And so it comes down to, first off, just want to be stretched. Just want to grow. It's going to feel uncomfortable, but it'll be worth it in the end. Like, for instance, you had that relationship you want with your mom. You had that relationship you want with your dad or with your uncle. You see what I'm saying? Because when the clock stopped ticking, it's over. It's too late.
Yep.
Absolutely. You know, that's another thing too. I'm glad you mentioned that. It's like, it's almost like working out, right? It's like, you say, you go and you say, oh, I want to be a bodybuilder. I want to be one of these, you know, I want to have big muscles. I want to have big thighs. I want to have all these things, right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't go to the gym every day and work out and take responsibility of what you're doing to prepare yourself to do what you say you want to do, like, you're not going to get there. And if you're not responsible and be like, you know what, I don't have this because I didn't do this, or I didn't go to the gym, or I didn't eat right, or I didn't do what I said I was going to do. If you don't take responsibility for your actions, you'll blame something else. You'd be like, oh, I didn't do it because COVID-19.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't do it because the gym instructor felt me all kind of way. And that's just excuse you and you, instead of taking responsibility and being like, oh, I should do this. Even though they did this to me, I got to take it upon myself to continue, be consistent with what I'm doing.
Yeah. And, you know, some people use God and hide behind that. Like, oh yeah, I'm where I am because, of course, you know, God want me here. So it's just like for instance, you could be in a roach-infested apartment, roach-infested home, I'm talking rats, whatever, you see what I'm saying? Or you got little to no money, you broke, and you just saying, oh yeah, God want me here, or, you know, I'm depending on God. It's like, okay, you got the faith, but you ain't got the works. And faith without works is dead.
Oh, you know? Hammer.
So it's like you saying, I want a job, but you don't want to fill out the job application. And I feel like that's a whole nother component of responsibility, saying, yo, I got to put in the work. So no matter where you are, it's about having that grit, that grind, and that mindset to say, okay, I'm not where I want to be, but it's my responsibility to be where I want to be along down the line.
Yeah, so I was looking at the, I'm sorry, go ahead, Robert.
No, I wasn't saying nothing.
Oh, but I was looking at the other definitions for it. I'm over here looking at it and something just hit me. So another definition is the opportunity or ability to act independently and make decisions without authorization. Authorization meaning like permission, you know? And so when I thought about that, I'm like, wow, I can remember a time in my life where I knew what I wanted. I wanted to make decisions. I wanted to have that responsibility, but even though, you know, I would hate for someone to say like, oh, yeah, you're not responsible. I'm like, yes, I am responsible. But my thing was I would know what I wanted to do, but I would always ask someone else's opinion. I would always want to run to my godmama, run to my sister, run to my friend and say, hey, what do you think about this? And that's when that responsibility comes in, when you don't go to anyone for that authorization, for that permission. It's like, you know, it's almost like I wanted permission to do it. I wanted to do it my way, and I didn't want anybody to stop me from doing what I wanted to do. But then again, I was still asking for people's opinion, which is like asking for that permission. You know, so I think that just hit me. I just wanted to mention it and see what you guys kind of thought about that and if that did anything for y'all.
Well, I would say like whenever it comes to the whole responsibility thing and being in that situation of, man, what I think or, you know, things like that, I was put in a position where everything was on me. Like I had nobody else to go to. Like it, especially being young into where I didn't have the surrounding to go to those people, or even if I could go to those people, they weren't going through what I've been through or was going through. So it was like, man, y'all wouldn't really be able to direct me in the right direction. So it was just like, man, I just got to go through it. So I remember as like, you know, I constantly mention the story because in a sense, that's where my turnaround point came. You know, my mom hurt her back, you know, and she looking at me again, like, I'm sorry, I have to go into tangent just to say this. There's a young person out there right now where you have a lot of responsibility. Like you have a lot of responsibility. I'm talking about you taking care of babies. I'm talking about you fixing bottles. You are, you know, fixing. I'm talking about you putting the food on the table because mom is working constantly. You know, it's like you're the mom. You know what I'm saying? Or you're the big sister, but it's like you're the mom.
Or mom isn't working.
Yeah. Or mom isn't working, but you still taking care of the household. Like you're really going through it. I just want to let you know, like you're the child. Like that's not your responsibility. Yeah. Even though you playing that role, that's not your responsibility. I'm saying that because I know there's somebody out there where they're just like, yo, man, I'm going through all this stuff at home. I just want to let you know, you're right. It's not your responsibility. Like, it's absolutely your parents' responsibility to put the food on the table, like, to pay all the bills, to take care of her children that she made or he made. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's absolutely their responsibility. Like, but I just want to give you a hand clap. Like, I want to commend you using the kindness out of your heart to be able to put that best foot forward and to do that for them. Cause you may not even be getting a thank you. Mm. Like you're not getting no trophy for it. You're not getting nothing. Like it's like you're supposed to do it. I just want to say thank you. Like for the kindness out of your heart. Mm. Yep. Had to go on that tangent.
I'm glad you did. And see, from what you were saying, it's like mine was the complete opposite. There were people there. There were people in place, you know, to help me. But I was still in that place of responsibility. I was feeling like, dang, it's a lot on me. I feel like, you know, I have the weight of, you know, certain people or people that I feel like I shouldn't have to take care of. I have this weight on me. But I have people around me who I can go to for their opinions. But this is the thing, and I feel like I need to say this, like, and you kind of said it already, but you can't go to other people for opinions on something that they don't go through or that they haven't been through, you know, because all you're going to get is their advice or their opinion from their perception. How am I going to tell you about how you could take care of your mom or how you could deal with homelessness and I've never been homeless? You know what I'm saying? Like that's what we have to stop doing. That's what I had to stop doing, going to people for their opinions. I thought, you know, I just wanted that peace of mind. Like, I wanted to feel like I wasn't in it alone, even though I still was. At the end of the day, these people aren't really actively helping me with this particular situation. They're giving me opinions, which are really just making me stray because I'm like, okay, I'm being pulled this way. This person said this, but this person said this. Now I'm worse off than when I started. You know, if I would have just been like, okay, hey, I'm dealing with this. I'm going to pray about it, or I'm going to just make up my mind as to it is what it is. I'm going to do it and just execute it and not add everybody else's opinions, all those outside voices to kind of just make me go like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm, I agree with you 100%. Ooh, I love that. Like,
I have a question for you.
Yeah. You see that, Robert?
So my question to you is, okay, so I know you went on tangent, you talking about how, I agree with you. I don't believe it should be your responsibility to take care of your family or things of that nature, or paying bills and things like that, like, you know, trying to keep your family afloat. I don't think that should be your responsibility. But my question to you, Jarrell, is if they don't do these things, right, they don't get a part-time job to help out, and then next thing you know, they Wi-Fi turn off or their lights turn off. Oh. Should they not be responsible when they could have help?
And I understand.
So shouldn't they take a part, you know, accountability of that? I could take responsibility and get a job and help out.
Yeah, and very.
And if
well,
they don't, shouldn't they be responsible of saying like, "Oh yeah, I didn't get a job and I have to deal with this"?
It very well. You absolutely correct. You correct with that perspective as well. But like, don't feel like it's something that you're supposed to do. You doing that out of the kindness of your heart.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because, like, you know, like that. Like, that's like if I was 11 years old and the Wi-Fi went out. You see what I'm saying? It's just like, okay, that's mom's responsibility.
Yeah, yeah. I could have went and go rake some yards or cut some grass, but that wasn't my. Don't beat yourself up. But don't think, dang, I should have did this. It's me. No. You didn't have any children. You know what I'm saying? You, someone is responsible for you. And at that age, I'm just going to say we're talking about someone at a young age. But at that age, only thing you should be responsible for is your grades. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you're doing good in school. You know, at that age, you're not even able to really make great decisions on your own, or decisions that will impact you for the rest of your life on your own, let alone paying a bill or working to pay a bill. So it's like, yeah, you can sit there and look at it like that, like, hey, I could have did this. Yeah, and if you can and you want to, go ahead and okay, cool. But it's not your obligation. It's not your responsibility. And you by no means should be beating yourself up about not being able to do something that is not your responsibility.
Yeah. That's how I view it, because it's like, it's so many young people out there that is burdened with those type of things, you know, and it drives them away from home. And this is something that also parents should be aware of. Like, your child, in a sense, they're saying, yo, I can't wait to go to college, or, you know, I can't wait to leave the house, because you done gave them the role of the parent. You know, like, they ready to go. They ready to go to school, or, you know, to college, or whatever the case may be. And then they take out that loan, they go to school, not because that's their dream and they go and it's going to get them there, but it's like, oh, I just want to get out of the house so I don't have to play mommy, or I don't have to play daddy to these kids. And then when they get into that college environment, they like, man, I really don't want this, but you just want to get out of the house. And I say, even in a situation like that, instead of you saying, oh, let me just use college as an escape, instead, okay, let me just create a plan to where, okay, I can work and maybe, yeah, help out the house, but I'm working towards getting out the house.
Yep.
Because you, in a sense, you're just trying to put a Band-Aid on something. And on something that's not the real issue. Really, you're just getting out the house.
And that's where that communication comes in, man. Like, you know, if you're in a situation like that where you feel like you're being burdened with something that is not yours, you have to communicate some things to your parents. I'm not telling you go cuss your mama out. I'm not telling you do that. Can't say I told you that. But it's like, and I'm not saying that anything will change. I'm just saying that you don't know until you communicate that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes parents, we don't know. I don't know what the situation may be, but I know for me, you know, I grew up around a lot of like, drug abuse and things of the addiction and things like that. And so if it's a situation like that, you have to tell your parent or whoever that person is that you feel like is burdening you with those things. You have to let them know, like, hey, I feel like this, or, you know, this is tough on me. I'm only this, and I feel like I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm grown and I got all these responsibilities. I feel like I'm being forced to grow up too fast. You have to say certain things like that to kind of slap them into reality of like, dang, I'm causing harm or pain to someone that I love, you know, because sometimes they don't know that. So I would say like that communication needs to take place. And this honestly goes back to a previous video that we did on self-awareness. Like, you have to be aware of things like this. You have to be aware of what you want. Like JT was saying, don't just go to college because you want to use it as an escape. Is that what you want to do? What's really going to make you happy? Don't do it as an escape. And now you've got this whole bunch of debt and you're really not happy. Because trust me, I know about all that.
If anything, I feel like as a young adult, and also, you know, if a parent is listening to this, the thing that should be pushed is, how can I teach them to be responsible for some of the real things that are going to count? So, like, for instance, there's certain people where you leave the house, or you saying, okay, man, I'm growing up, I'm gonna get my first car, then boom, you lose the first car, or boom, you lose the first spot that you get. You see what I'm saying? Like, because you wasn't taught. Instead, you were more so focused on making milk bottles than, okay, this is what I need to do, the credit that I need to have to get this apartment, this the money I need to set aside to be able to get and furnish this apartment, this is what I need to do budget-wise so I don't lose this apartment. If we're going to teach responsibility, then let's teach responsibility
the right way.
Absolutely. And, you know, I heard this story before about, it was about two males. One male, they was brothers. They lived in the same house. They grew up in the same neighborhood. Okay, this one guy, you know, they both was brought up, and their father is very abusive and very alcoholic. Like, he abused their mom, and he's, you know, he developed a drinking habit. Both these two young males, you know, saw that firsthand. They saw them being coming home drunk. They saw them beating on their mom, things of that nature. Okay, they both grew up, right? 20 years later, they both grew up. One was in prison, and one was the head of his company, right? And they asked both of them the same question. It's like, why did you turn out this way? And the guy that was in jail, he said, you know what, I turned out this way because I seen my dad, you know, beat up on my mom, and I seen him, you know, very get drunk all the time. And because of that, I developed that same habit, and I became what he was. I became that. And I lived that life that he lived. And then they asked the other brother, well, sir, how did you turn out the way you did? He said, I turned out the way I am because of my dad. Because I saw my dad beating up my mom, and I saw my dad, you know, drinking all the time, I realized that that's not what I wanted to do with my life. And I made sure that I did not go down the same path he did. So if you realize that both of these, the moral of the story is, they both grew up in the same environment, but they came with two different solutions. The problem is they both took responsibility of what they can, and they control what they could control. So, like, whether you in your life, whatever you do in your life, it's up to you how the rest of your life turns. So say, if, for example, if you was one of these people that worked at these clubs and just have sex with anybody or whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever your past is, or whether you're alcoholic or whatever your past is, like, that doesn't determine your future. The thing about it is you got to take accountability of where you at right now and do what you got to do to change your life and to go in the direction you want to go. So you shouldn't use any excuse. Like, if your parents was broke and poor, that shouldn't be an excuse why you can't be a multimillionaire.
Yep.
You can't say, oh, yeah, my parents was poor and I grew up in a bad neighborhood, or I grew up around gangbangers, or I grew up and they had a lot of coke and things around me. That's why I am the way I am today. No, you got to take responsibility of your actions. You got to say, yeah, I grew up around these people. Yeah, I did this when I was young, but that's not who I am today. I'm different. Even though I did go through those things and I learned from my mistakes that I made in the past, you got to be able to go get up and say, today, I did those things yesterday, but today I'm not going to do those things again.
Yep. Yep.
And you got to keep going forward and start that path. You got to take responsibility in your progress.
You know what?
Future. Yeah, man, that I actually have like a free chapter of my book.
That was really good, Robert.
It really was. It really was. And man, like, that same concept, I put that same thing in my book. I named it like, what story will you tell? Like, for me, looking at myself dead in the mirror in the public.
Whoa, Jamal, tell him what book that is. Tell him the name of your book.
Oh, it's that Tailor-Made Mindset now. get that free chapter.
Where can they get it at?
It's gonna be in the link in the bottom. Absolutely. Right there in the bottom for you. But like, seriously, like me looking at myself in the mirror in the public bathroom sink, like, I couldn't help but think, like, what story am I gonna tell? Like 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, if I'm still homeless, whose fault is it? Like, I can blame my mom all day. Oh, yeah, man, my mom, man, if she would have just been a millionaire. Oh, my dad, if he would have paid child support, if he would have been there just a little bit more. I'm seeing people right now today. I'm talking about we grew up in the same hood, around the same people. Yet we got two different stories going on, just like the story you just told. But my thing is, what story will you tell? Meaning, like, will it end that I was homeless? Will it end that, oh, yeah, my dad didn't have the right parenting? Oh, will it end that, like, yo, my mom or my dad was just an alcoholic? Like, will it end that I got fired? Or will it end that I lost the car or I lost the apartment? Or I wasn't taught by X, Y, and Z? Like, what story will you tell? Man, I remember, man, last week, man, me and my wife, we were having a business conversation. And I was like, oh, yeah, you got to do this, you know, math-wise to be able to figure out this. And I was just kind of telling her. I wasn't really helping, but I was just telling her. And she was just like, Jarrell, you know I'm not good at math. And I was like, I kind of looked at her. I was like, I understand, but do it anyway. Because I know for a fact when we have our children and they sit on our lap, your excuse will not be I was bad at math. That's why I couldn't start the business. It would not be, I was bad at math. That's why I couldn't get the degree. No, that's not going to be the story we tell. So I encourage anybody, like, figure out what story do you want to tell? And get past that. Man, y'all, what? Man, stop playing with me.
You know, that's another thing, too. I just feel like it's just more than that, though. Like, I feel like even people, like, they grow up in families. And I can say this personally because I grew up in my family, we have a history of having diabetes, right? That's the thing we have in our family. It runs in our family. Now everybody talking about it. Oh, don't eat too much sugar. You can get diabetes. Da 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 da. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is, you know what happens? Everybody hear the same thing. Everybody hear it. Oh, you can get diabetes. Everybody before me, they heard they're gonna get diabetes. Everybody before them, like when I was a baby, they pricking my fingers. Oh, make sure your blood sugar ain't too high. I don't want you to get diabetes. Guess what? Guess what happened? After all that, they hear all this diabetes, you're gonna get diabetes, da da da. Guess what? They still getting diabetes. Let me tell you why they still getting diabetes. Because they're not taking responsibility of what they're eating. Mm. You know, you gotta think about it. Everything matters. Like, and you gotta be responsible. And when it comes down to it, you gotta say, you know what? I am where I am because of what I did. You can't say, oh, I am the way I am because of my past, because of what they said. I am. So if I right now, if 20 years from now, if I develop diabetes, it's not because I cannot say, oh, I got diabetes or I got cancer because it runs in my family. I can't say that. I can't say, oh, yeah, I got this, I got that because it runs in my family. No, it's my responsibility to make sure I don't get it. I gotta make sure I eat right, I develop healthy habits so that I don't get it. But if I get it, I got to take responsibility. You know what? It's on me. It's not something that my family did. It's not because, or you could be like, oh, well, you know, your family just drives bad cars. They just always pick bad cars. Okay, well, I'm going to be a different one. I'm not going to pick. I'm going to get a Ferrari. I'm going to get an i8. I'm going to drive a nice car. You see what I'm saying? You got to take responsibility and be like, you know what? Yeah, all this happening, but it's on me. If I want something different, if I want to live a different lifestyle, if I want to change who I am, I have to do it. If that means I gotta read a book every day, okay, I'm gonna read. Give me that book. What book you need me to read? I need to watch some videos. I need to go to some seminars to change my mindset of who I am. Okay, where they at? Let me sign me up. Cause I don't want if it's on me to change who I am. Oh, hey, where's it at? Okay, call who? Who you want to talk to? Oh, okay. See, the thing about it is when you just say, oh, I don't care. Oh, I don't care. Oh, if you just like, oh, I don't, it don't matter. Yep. And then when people ask you, oh man, you know, I heard you was talking about you want to do this, you want to do that. What happened? Yeah, man, I just, you know, and they come up with excuses.
Yep.
They're like, oh man, I lost this job. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't find another job.
You know what's the craziest part? You become a burden on your family. Like, because you didn't do what you needed to do and take responsibility. So, like, some people, they, you know what I'm saying, become, they get the diabetes or become overweight or whatever like that. Then they start having heart issues. And then when the trouble hit and you having, who knows, strokes or whatever, then you start being that burden on your family because now they got to take care of you. Now they got to put up the money.
And now you become their responsibility.
Exactly. All because you didn't take responsibility. Like, I know, it got to the point that I was like, I stopped talking about my weight. Like, I would look at my weight some days and I'd be like, man, like, bro, what's going on? And I stopped doing that. Why? Because I was like, oh, it's my fault. Why am I going to complain about my weight if I'm picking up pizza and I'm eating brownies at 7 o'clock at night? Like, what? I'm doing this. not nobody else. It's nobody else's fault. I'm doing this to myself. But, yeah.
Absolutely. So, like, we gave them a lot of good background, but don't y'all think we're going to have to give them some tools?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to give them some tools right after this break. What's going on? It's your main man, Jarrell Taylor.
I'm Sade Figures.
Robert Crawford.
Welcome back to Millennial Talks. Woo! We hitting y'all with that heat. We hitting them with that heat.
But listen, when you open your mouth like that.
Absolutely.
We got jokes.
I felt it.
you walked into that one. Come on.
It's all good. Robert missing his mustache. But
Yeah, okay. We got jokes, okay. Absolutely.
But,
real talk.
So check it. So before we left, we mentioned taking action. That's something that we, you know, is at the forefront of all these conversations. I feel like everybody should take action. Like, you have to execute. That's what it boils down to. Everything is cute unless you execute. Like, your dreams, your goals, like, it's all cute, but you got to execute. All right, cool. So we were talking about responsibility today, and I have a nice little activity for y'all. I'm about to get fancy on y'all. Let me share my screen real quick.
Make sure it look fancy.
Yeah.
Okay, that writing on that whiteboard.
I got this all day.
I promise y'all it ain't gonna look fancy.
I got this all day. All day long. Mm-hmm. Check this out. Oh, wait, I ain't need to do that yet. Hold up, wait. It's writing already. Hold up, give me some time. So this is...
Wait a minute.
This is a nice little activity that I have for you all. It's just separating fault versus responsibility.
Wait. I can't see it.
You can't see it?
I don't see it.
Oh, wow.
Says Jarrell Taylor has started sharing his screen, but he ain't shared nothing yet. Oh, now it's just black.
Okay, wait. How about... Okay, boom. How about now?
All
right. You can see it?
No.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Let's try this again.
Oh, wait. Okay, I see something white. Okay, go back.
All right, let's try this again. How about now?
Okay, I see a whiteboard. That's
boom.
It?
Let's go. Yep, that's it. All right.
Oh, Lord, y'all. That's crazy.
Can you see it, Robert?
Yeah, you got it, big dog.
Cool. All right. So this here, first you have to understand, you know, where you are now. And overall, as we've been conversating, yo, just taking responsibility for where you end up. So I like to do this activity. I think it's pretty cool. It's the essence of why I am where I am and how I look. How I look, you feel me?
And how hot the breath is.
So check it out. So first thing I want you to think about and realize, I want you to think about your, problems. We're just going to put prob, all right? So I want you to list your problems that you're going through. Cool? Like, I want you to list all your problems in your life, no matter how big, no matter how small. And I want you to make that into a column and begin jotting that down one, two-ish, three-ish, whatever that may be right there. Three.
Oh, that was ugly, bro.
All right, and then you're going to make a second column, right? And in the second column, you are going to put who fault you feel like it is, right? So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. So now, in this column, oh, wow. So you're going to end up... You're gonna end up stating who fault you feel like it is. So you may say mom, pop, cousin, brother, my teacher. You know what I'm saying? You may put my problem is I'm making a F in or P, whatever that is, in science. Right? You may be saying I may be making an F or a P in science, and you may say the fault is my teacher. Yeah.
Absolutely. They say they don't teach right.
Mm-hmm.
They make them go to sleep.
Exactly. They're born. That was my highlight one. That was me. That teacher
born. They grade too hard.
Yep. And then I want you to say, this is the responsibility column. All right. So, this is you taking responsibility, and I want you to really think before you put something in this column, because once you put something in this column, it's a commitment. Like, this is you saying, yo, I have an F. I feel like it's my teacher fault. I feel like they're boring. I feel like, you know, they're doing whatever they're doing that's making me say it's not my fault. But here is where you say, okay, I'm going to take responsibility because this science is a core class, something I need to pass no matter what. So I'm going to do tutoring. I'm going to get me a tutor. This is you taking responsibility. Yep, it's on me now. I'm going to get the tutor. I'm going to after school. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, okay. Whatever that means.
What? Jerron's not a spell. That's not how you spell school, bro.
Oh, wow. That is crazy.
No, sir. No, we're not teaching that. No, sir. But, you need to go back to school.
So this is the activity that I want you to do, whatever it is. You know, whatever it is.
I got one you can put up there.
Go ahead.
All right, so go to two and put smoking cigarettes.
Yep, cigs.
Oh, my God.
Which cause cancer, by the way.
Cigs.
All right, and a lot of people say they grew up with their family smoking cigarettes.
Yep.
Or they were peer pressured into smoking cigarettes. So you put family.
Okay.
My mama would have said it was our fault. It was the kids' fault. We stressing her out.
Mm-hmm. Why? It's so many. You can say a lot of things for the fault for cigarettes.
Yeah.
But responsibility you can put is, you know,
like if I have cancer in 10 years, it's going to be my fault.
Absolutely. If you got that little hole, yep.
In your throat. Absolutely.
Don't do it.
Yep. But then
you got to talk to that little machine thing that put to your throat.
Yep. So you got to take responsibility and say, yo, I'm a put at least, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you got to be perfect overnight, but just say, I'm going to put one down. I'm going to put one cig down a day.
Wait a minute.
Wait, Jerron, you got to think about it. They be smoking packs. One ain't going to make a difference.
Okay. But listen, for me, as I think about it, it's like, yo, if you used to smoking three a day and then you smoking two a day.
No, you talking about three packs a day, or you talking about one cigarette?
Two cigarettes.
Bro, no, bro. They smoking packs. They smoking four or five packs a day.
Bro, I don't know. Whatever it is.
I'm telling you, I know somebody. I know. Listen, I'm gonna give you a perfect example. I know I work with this guy, and he had a problem. He smokes five packs a day, literally. I had a conversation we were talking about, you know, how he developed this habit. He said he developed this habit of smoking cigarettes because, you know, when he was in high school, all his buddies used to smoke cigarettes. His family smoked cigarettes. So that got him into the habit of smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
He was telling me how his daily routine depended on cigarettes. He was telling me about how when he wake up in the morning, he got to drink his coffee, smoke his cigarette, come back in the house, watch the news, smoke his cigarette. He got to go home, cook breakfast, smoke his cigarette. He got to get in the car on the way. Smoke a cigarette. So it's like he's smoking cigarettes all day long.
Yeah.
And so recently me and him had a talk about, you know, I was like, bro, you know, that's not good for you. And he was like, yeah, man, I'm trying to stop smoking cigarettes, whatever. And I was like, best man, you got to go on a patch. You need to go to one of these little seminars they have to, you know, help yourself start smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
So, you know, we kept talking about it, And eventually he decided to, I think he started taking one of these, I think it's like a gum they chew on. Yeah, like give him the nicotine, but without smoking the cigarette.
They got it all.
So, are we in a cigarette commercial?
No, we're not in a cigarette, but I'm just saying, I'm just giving you an example of somebody who took responsibility of the action. So, So he was like, you know, I don't want to be old and have cancer or have bad teeth or any of that nature. So what he started doing is he started chewing the gum. He started vaping. And, you know, he was telling me, we had a daily conversation about it. He was telling me how hard it was. It kind of like, that throws off your whole routine. He's like, he can't wake up in the morning and drink his coffee and smoke a cigarette anymore. So it's like these things that kept happening, like he used to, it's routinely that he do. Now he had to change the routine. And you know what he was saying? He's like, you know, I know I'm doing this, but I know it might be tough right now, but I know that it's going to be better for me in the end. At the end, after all this is done, I'll have a better life. I'm going to live a better life. I don't have to worry about, you know, lung cancer and things of that nature. And he took responsibility. And now he's three months clean so far.
Nice.
And he's been chewing his gum, and I think he's been vaping. But I mean, he's doing what he said he's gonna do. He took responsibility in his action.
Wow.
Look, don't smoke, kids. Just don't smoke, kids.
Yeah. Nice, man. So execute. I cannot stress that enough. It's cute that you're saying you're gonna stop. It's cute that you're saying you're gonna pass. It's cute that you're saying, oh, I'm gonna be best business owner in the world. I'm gonna be the best student in the world. But if you don't execute, man, it's just dreams and goals. Y'all, get it done. Also, yo, get that report card. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about communication in the home, breaking up communication in your family, and also just working towards a better home. You know, a better.
You know, that's another thing too. It's like you also taking responsibility of changing those things.
Yep.
With a report card.
Absolutely. You utilize the report card to break up the bad communication gaps in your home. So take responsibility and say, hey, I'm determined to have that relationship with my mom, or vice versa. I'm determined to have that relationship with my son. And then I'm going to use that parent report card to do so. Or, hey, I'm determined. Go ahead.
But just in case they didn't see the last video, JT, can you slap that report card up there so they know what you're talking about?
All right.
I know if it was me just hopping in on this video, I'd be like, what did Tom about get the report card, right?
What report card?
They probably think you're talking about school. They're like, man, everybody's talking about no report card.
Yep, they don't even know. Give me
one. I ain't about to get my parents to sign my report card. I know that.
Let me see here. Boom.
Bad. Right. Bad.
I'm sorry. When I was in school, I wasn't trying to get nothing signed. Sorry.
Y'all don't follow his example.
I can see my screen.
Yeah, we see it, but you know.
Cool. Here's the parent part. I will have the link below for you. And then look, as we said on the last call, we got different areas that you can grade your child on, or vice versa. Your child can grade you on attitude, availability, day, communication, relationships, self-sacrifice, or protection, and your involvement. Ooh, that's a good one. Ooh, man, that's that heat. That's that heat. And if you really want to test this thing out, I say, first off, grade yourself. Like, look at yourself and say, hey, this is where I feel like I am. This is what I give myself when it comes to my attitude. I give myself an A. When it comes to my availability, I give myself a B. Whatever the case is for you, grade yourself and then compare it to what your child may grade you, or vice versa, what your parent may grade you. And you'll notice the blind spots. Now, since the last call, I've actually utilized this tool. I'm not giving you something that I'm not trying to apply in my own life. And this is what happened. I filled it out. And, you know, my wife, she filled it out. And I filled it out for me. I'm thinking, I know I'm killing it. A, B, A, A. And then when it came to the availability portion, she put C. And at first I was like, I started to be like, oh, what? I know you lied. But I realized, oh, I had a blind spot. Yep, I had a blind spot. I had a blind spot that I wasn't even aware of. And I, don't get me wrong, I put B in that category because I was like, man, I feel like I can, you know, spend a little bit more time with her. But it was more drastic. I didn't get an F. Your boy ain't failing now. But I got a C. It average. And I'm not that average guy. I want to be a
better
guy in everything that I do. So utilize the
tool. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Make sure you take responsibility.
Absolutely.
I'm a call and make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing now.
That's what I'm talking about. Hold me accountable. And if you can, have somebody hold you accountable. But
that accountability.
Yep. But I'm going to hold myself accountable and we're about to get off this call.
I know that's right.
Man, oh, before I forget, like, yo, since we didn't.
Because it's getting pretty late.
It sure is. But, you know, since we didn't start off with prayer, I definitely want to keep prayer in it. And definitely will let you all go. So let everybody bow down. Lord, we want to just thank you for just waking us up this morning, clothing us, putting in our right mind. Lord, just being able to allow us to have this call, just be able to come together one more time in your name. Lord, just bless somebody that maybe listen to this. Lord, be able to just lift them up, strengthen them, and encourage them, Lord. Allow them to reconnect with their father. Allow them to reconnect with their mother. Allow them to reconnect with their children. Create peace and happiness in the home. Lord, allow them to just prosper. Give them happiness. Give them courage just to be able to take responsibility and to make the rest of their life the best of their life. Oh, my gosh. We pray in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Y'all. Ah.
Man.
I love y'all. I appreciate y'all.
Another good one.
Yeah. Tune in next time to Millennial Talks. Continue to be tailor-made, one of a kind. Peace.